He's saying, though, hey, you want to know what I'm doing here? I have a shtar that you sold it to me. Omalei, so Reuven said back to Shimon, shtara zaifu, this shtar that you have is a false shtar. It's not a good shtar. Can't tell me this is a good shtar. Rashi says, hashtar mezuyif, v'gam shnei chazok le'echtakta, like you have nothing. This shtar for proof, that shtar is nothing. And you don't have the chazokah, so therefore Reuven says, it's my field. Now what happened was, Gochin lochesh le'le rabba. So this Shimon like bent down and whispered to Rabba's to Rabba and told him, in shtora zaifu, Shimon admitted that Reuven is right. Reuven is saying this shtar that I have is a false shtar. Shimon admitted it to Rabba that the shtar is false. But Shimon told Rabba, mihu shtora ma'alya heavily. Yishno, but really I had a good shtar. Like I'm telling you, the truth is that I bought this field of Reuven. And when I bought it, Reuven gave me a good star. Just v'irchus. That star I lost. I lost that star. So now Shimon thought, like, what should I do? Like, therefore he thought, v'yamino, let me rather say, inkut hai biyodei koldu. Like, right now I found this full star. So Shimon is admitting to Rabba that the star is really false. He's just like saying to himself, listen, let me use this shtar cold, do better without any proof. Like, I'm not a liar. Like, this shtar, the conquer really belongs to me. Like, I bought this field off Reuven. And at the time, Reuven gave me a shtar. Just that shtar I lost. So the shaila is, should Rabba believe this Shimon or not? That's the shaila. Do we believe him or not? So tell you, the Rashbam brings down that the Rachler's chat over here, that even when Reuven said it was a shtar zaifa, it doesn't really mean it was a false shtar. Because it was really a question of being a forged shtar, then we cannot use it at all. It's not even called a raya koldu. So the Rach learns lav shtar zaifa mamish, ela kemoi shtar zaifa, shlo nichtav al mechirazu. That's all he meant to say. It wasn't written for this sale, it was written for a different sale. Not for the sale. But the shtar itself really was a good shtar, just not a good proof for this sale. So shaila is that called a raya for Shimon or not? So Omar Rabba said like this. Omar Rabba, that Mala l'shaker, like really it's a svara to believe Shimon. Like why should Shimon lie? Mala l'shaker. If Shimon wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said this star itself is a good star. Now what happened was Shimon admitted to Rabba that this star is Eifa. This star is not the real star. But he told him, Mishno, but I had a good star. So Rabbi says we have to believe Shimon that he had a good star. Because otherwise, if he's a lie, he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. The better lie is, he just could have said, this star is a good star. Yeah, that's what Rabbi holds. Gemara says, Omalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said back to Rabbi, Amai Samachto Ahai Shtoro. Or the Baskia says, Amai. Amai kosamachta, like on what do you want to rely? Ahai shtara, lemaisa though, you want to let Shimon keep the field because of this shtar that he has right now. So Yosef says, no, hai shtara chaspa v'yalmuhu. You yourself, you Shimon, admit that this shtar is not a good shtar. It's a chaspa, means an earthly, it's a broken kli. It's like not worth anything. If so, if this is the only proof you have, then you can't take you can't keep the field. The Rashbam explains, amai kosamachta hai shtara. You, Shimon, you did not eat in this field 3 years already. What do you want to say? It's yours because you have a star. This star, you yourself admit, is chaspa bialmu. It's not a good star. It's a piece. It's a broken clay. Since you admit that the star is no good, therefore you're admitting, and therefore you can't keep the field. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Rashi says, it's not like a regular migu. Shabbat Gemara. That a regular migu, either tiny, you could have said is true, could be true. So therefore, we believe what you're saying. But here it's like a mokum edim. Your whole kaya to keep this field is because of this star, and you yourself are saying this star is no good. Therefore, you can't keep it. Tais is a little different. Tais learns here that. But still, let him be believed with a migul. True, this star is no good. But still, he has a migul that he could have said he has a better star. So the Tiritz Reed, the Pshat Tiritz Reed, Rav Mordechai, That's the pshat. Now the reason why Rabbi Yosef agrees is that here it's called with a migul, you want to be mighty mammon. Like this field, you don't have a chazak in the field. You didn't live there 3 years. So, and you're admitting that the field before belonged to Reuven. You're only saying, Shimon, you bought this field off Reuven. So who's the real muchzik in the field? Reuven. Reuven owned the field until now. So now, Shimon, you want to prove it that you bought it. Like you want to be mighty, take it out of the rishus of Reuven. So you can't do that with a migul. Migul is not strong enough. That's the klal of migul lahoitzi leyamrinin. Those svaras of migul and shas that we say, we believe you, because if you wanted a lie, you could have said a better lie. That's only to keep the money you have. It's a question. Do you owe the money or not? And you say no, and you have a migul, we believe you. But with the migul, to be able to be mighty mammon, that's not strong enough. To be mighty mammon, you have to have edim. That's what the Yosef holds. Here, this is not a good migul. Since the shtar is no good, it's called the migul lahoitzi leyamrinin. Another case. Again, Reuven said to his friend Shimon, Havli meya zuzi de masikne b'cho. Listen, Shimon, I lent you $100 last month. Pay it back to me. And v'hosh tara, here I have a star that you owe me $100. Omalei, so Shimon says back about this in. Star zaifu. That this star that you have is a false star. Don't give me no business here. And that star that you want to collect with right now is a false star. So what happened was, gochin lochash lele rabba. So the Malva now bent down and whispered into Rabbi's ears and said, in, the Malva admits, yes, Shtar Zaifa, that this Shtar I have right now is a false Shtar. Or as the Rach learned, that it was a Shtar on a different Halvor, not on this Halvor that I'm asking the money for. So really this Shtar is no good and I admit it. But Miyu, you should know the truth is that Shtara Meyalya heavily, that I once had a good Shtar. In other words, the Malva is saying I did lend Shimon $100. And he owes it to me, and I had a good star. The Yerchus, just that star got lost. The Amina, therefore I said like this. The Amina, in good hai biyodei koldu. Listen, right now, let me take out this star at least. This star also says that Shimon owes me $100. Even though maybe it's from a different time, a different lending. But I call upon him, it's a little bit of a star. So that's what the Malva told Rabba. So again, the Shala is, do we believe the Malva or not? Mamma's the same case as before. Before it was a case by Karka, now it's a case with the Malva and a Leiva, asking back for the money. So my Rabbi says again, the same Svara, listen, Havad, here it's a Svara, we should believe the Malva. Why? Omule Rabba. Mala Leshaker, like he has, we should believe him, he has a Migo. Why should he lie? Because if he wanted to lie, Iboi Omale Shtaram Al Yehu. The Malva could have just stayed what he said first, that this is a good star. The Malva did not have to agree, admit to Rabba, that this star is no good. Since the Malva himself admits, so again, it's called he has a good migul, and therefore we believe him that he has the right to collect the money. Even though the Chura is like a migul lahitzi, and the Chura, you want to get the money back from the labor with your migul, so it could be, he learns the pshat is that, like, it's not really called lahitzi, because you have a star here. It's like a little bit, you're using the star to be mahitzi. Just, your migul helps also. That's what Rabba holds. And again, Omale Rabbi Yosef said back, no. Amai kosamachto, what are you relying upon to be mighty? The mamanir, a high staro, like you're admitting you have to come onto the star. Because otherwise, could be your rabbi would also agree, migul lahoitzi le'amrinat. Just you're saying we rely on the star a little bit at least. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, the star means nothing. High staro, chasla b'yamahu. This star is nothing, a piece of broken kli. So this is not worth anything, you can't use this star. So, again, the two machlokes, same thing over again. The Rav Yosef says this is purely called a migul lahoitzi. Like right now, you have no schus to take the money, you don't have a star. This star that you have here right now is a full star, you admitted. You want to be able to might see mom, and just because you have a migul, that's called migul lahoitzi, we do not say. That's the machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, if it's really considered a migul lahoitzi or not. So, Omar Ravidi Baravin. Hilchos Sakavosai the Rabba Barya really makes a pshara like this, a compromise. That you should know in Hilchos, the first case, who owns the field, I go boss what Rabba said. That we let Shimon stay in the field. Because Shimon says, listen, I have a better star, just I lost it. The Hilchos Sakavosai to Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi. But here, when the Malva wants to go and take away money from the Leiva, here we hold like Rabbi Yosef, that the Malva has no right to take the money back. because it's considered a migul lohitzi, migul lohitzi le'amrinan. What's the reason? Like this. Hilcha saw k'rabba barya. I paskin, like Rabbi says, that we believe this migu, that the machzik Shimon has the right to keep in the stay in the field, to hecha the kaim arya take him. Because the way the field is right now, let it stay there. In other words, right now, Shimon is in the field. True, he didn't eat shnei chazaka, he's not there 3 years yet, but right now, when they go to Bezdin, Shimon was in the field. Ruvay now came to Shimon and said, what are you doing in my field? Get out of my field. Shimon said back, no, I have a shtari that you sold it to me. So Ruvay said, that shtar is no good. So now really, Shimon could have just kept quiet. But Shimon admitted, no, I agree to you that this shtar is no good, but I have another shtar. So it's true, it's like a migu. But it's a migu lahachzik, that since Lamaisa, Shimon is in the field right now, that's called he's a muchzik. That's called the migu now is keeping him in the field. Therefore, we hold here the migu helps. But in the second case, where the malva wants to go and collect the money to take money away from the loiva, here we say no, the hecha the kaim mezuzi lukme. Where the money is, let it stay. The money is by the loiva. The loiva is the muchzik in the money. See, even though the malva has a migu, the malva could have kept quiet and just used this shtar. But now that the malva admitted that this shtar is no good, he's only saying he had another shtar that's like a migu. Here we hold migu lohitzi le'amrina. Tata Ravidi Baravin made a difference. That he holds that by karka, even though you don't have shnei chazaka, but I call upon him, you were in the karka list. Since you were there, your migul could keep you in the karka. Only by money, money doesn't help at all. Money, migul lohitzi le'amrina. Now the Gemara says another case. Ho arva, there was a cosigner, an oriv. Ti omalei leloiva havli meyezuzi teprati lamalva. The oriv, he's like the guarantor. So the guarantor says, listen, the malva just came to ask for me the money and I paid him up. So now the oriv has the right to go to the loiva and the loiva has to pay him back the money. That's what happened here. Ho arva, this guarantor, the omalei leloiva, he went back now to the one that borrowed the money and said to him, listen, you owe me now the $100. Because I just got finished paying up $100 for you to the malva. Like I paid up your chayv to the malva. I was the guarantor. But now I want the money back from you. And I have a shtar here right now. That I have a shtar that the malva gave me when I paid him up. And the shtar says that you owe him $100. So Malay. So the loiva answers back and said to this to the oriv. La pratiko? Like, what are you bothering me? I just paid you up. I paid you already for the money that you paid the malva. That's what the loiva says. So what the oriv answers back is now, it's like this. Omar, lav hordata shekatinu minoi. Like, I admit that you paid me, but I lent you money a second time. Like, didn't I lend you money a second time? So since I lent you money a second time, you still owe me $100. So I still want you to pay me up the $100. The question is now, do we believe the oriv or not? Like on this shtar itself that the Arav has, the Leiva says, I paid you back already. And the Malver and the Arav agrees that he paid him up. Just the Arav is saying, you should know, but I lent you money again. And that money you didn't pay me up. The question again, do we believe the Arav or not? Like really, the Arav has an ego. The Arav could have just kept quiet and said, listen, you never paid me back yet. Because I still have the shtar that Malver gave me. Obviously, you didn't pay me up. So really, the Arav could have just kept quiet. He would have had an ego. So now that he says, I admit that you paid me up. Just I say you owe me money, I lent you again. Do we believe the Arav or not? So, Sholcho Ravidi Baravin, Lekaime de Abaya, Ki Hagav Namai. Ravidi Baravin asked the Shaila to Abaya, in such a case, what's going to be? Ravidi Baravin himself asked the Shaila. So, Sholcho Le Abaya, Abaya sent back to him, Mighty Boyle, how come you have a question here? You yourself, Ravidi Baravin, just paskin in the shaila before. You yourself just got finished saying that that by property, since the machzik is in the field right now, he's a muchzik, he keeps it. We all like Rabbi, we leave him with a migul. But you yourself said the hilchos hakavosa the Rabbi Yosi bezuzi. When it comes to money matters about taking the money away from the loiva, we do not leave the malva with a migul. See, also we should not leave the oriv with a migul. Even though the Arav has a migul, he could have kept quiet, but Lamaisa the Arav told us that for that loan, you paid me back. Just I say, I lent you a second time. And on that, the Arav has no proof. So since he has no proof, even though he has a migul, migul hoitzel le'amrina, and you cannot take out the money, the labor does not have to pay you.
Yeah.
Yet you're supposed to leave the money wherever it is. So since the leiter has the money, the orif cannot get the money away from the leiter. And the Gemara says, "Bahani mili." When do we say like this? Tiyo malei hardarto oisvesino minoi. Only when the leivist, when the orif says, "Ishno, I lent you a second time money." If the orif says that, then we don't believe the orif, because the orif doesn't have a proof of that. The first star that he's holding is not a good star, because you yourself admit he paid you up that first loan. So that star is batal. You're just saying that you lent him a second time money, on that you have no proof, so on that we do not believe you. There, amigu cannot help you, amigu loitzi le'amrina. Ma'ashen kein, avol omalei hadresinu nahaloch mach masehevei shaifa v'sunki. What's going to be if the Orav says to the wave like this? You say you paid me back. True, I took the money from you, but you know I gave you the money back the next day because it was bad money. Shaifa, the money was smoothed out too much. The sumki was red too much. Rashi said, Rashbam, head in the choshtan was the choshtan's kapa. It was too red. Yoist me die. Nimsa, so I gave you back the money. If so, what the Orav is saying, like, you still owe me the money for that loan. So therefore, akati yisla shibudu dishtara. Then the Orav has the proof still. Because then, what are you collecting the money now? From that first star. In other words, that first loan that the Malva lent the Orav, lent the Leiva, and the Orav was involved, so the Orav paid up that Chayv. So now the Leiva owes him the money, and he has a star on that. So that's the money, even though the Leiva paid you up, but the Orav didn't accept the money, he gave it back to him. That's not called payment. So now the Orav is asking back for the money of that first Chayv, that he has a star on it. That's called Akati Isa Lishibudi Dishtara. So on that he has the right to collect. Then we'll believe the Orav, he could collect the money. Kali Mor says, Rovo Bar Shashu.